You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl, live from Berea on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I've asked for calls at 216-578-0850, or you could tweet the show at Browns_daily. You have called in full force, so let's stick with those calls. Let's go to Nick in Dayton. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Matt. How you doing, man?
Good, brother. How are you?
Great show. I'm a first-time caller. Very long
awesome,
time.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
You guys are doing an excellent job. But I'd have to agree with your perception and then the coach's perception. This is about winning football games, not about grooming quarterbacks. We want to go to the playoffs for the first time in, what, 13 years?
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, we want to get there, and the way to do that is by ball security. Johnny Manziel, Pro Football Focus, put this out, tweet out today. He's had a turnover-worthy play 13.2% of his dropbacks, worst in the NFL.
Wow.
Now, what they're doing is they're saying, hey, we're going to control the ball, you know, maybe do what we did that first drive with McCown, move slowly, methodically down the field, play good defense, pump the ball when we have to, play close games and win the games. Not, you know, Johnny Manziel could have, yeah, great game like he did last week, but then he could also do what he did against the Jets and turn the ball over three times. In fact, those two he dropped the ball, what, inside the 20-yard line twice?
Yes.
We recovered?
Yep.
What if the Jets pick those balls up and score off those? I mean the Titans. Do we still win that game?
You probably don't win it, and Johnny Manziel, for all intents and purposes, probably is not even being considered to be a starter again. So, great take, and I think that our own Tony Grossi tweeted, you know, which we'll hear here at 1:30, the Mike Pettine presser, really gets into detail as to why it makes so much sense and the rationale behind starting Josh McCown right out of the cow's mouth from Mike Pettine. So Tony Grossi alluded to that via Twitter as well. Let's go to John in Strongsville. What's up, John?
Matt.
What's up, man?
Not much. Here's the thing. I do want Johnny to start, but I'm actually satisfied with McCown starting, and here's my reason for both. Johnny had his best game as a Cleveland Brown, and I think you'd like to see how he carries over on that and see if he could beat the Raiders and how he responds to some success. Now, I do agree with the fumbles. Those could have cost us the game, and the reason I'm okay with McCown starting is because, for a couple reasons here, the Raiders, I think everybody is kind of just brushing by the wind here, and I think they're a rather decent football team.
I do as well.
You got to go out and beat them, because you go out and beat them, and maybe I'm getting a little far ahead of myself. You go 7-6 the rest of the way, you might make the playoffs, and I don't think that's too far out of reach. And I just think if Coach Pettine thinks he's the best guy to win the game for you, then how am I to judge any differently?
That's right. Thank you very much for the call, John. And you make a great point. I think if you're a Browns fan, you agree, and the belief of Mike Pettine. I think Mike Pettine has gotten some rave reviews as the right man for this job. It's not the hot name that was available. And sure, it wasn't it wasn't the first guy they interviewed, but he's the head coach of your football team, and you have to support his decision. And again, we'll hear at 1:30 the Mike Pettine presser with him explaining why Josh McCown is going to be named the starter for the Cleveland Browns this Sunday. Let's stay with the calls. Andrew on a cell. What's up, Andrew?
Good morning, guys.
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, first I got to just give a shout-out to Stan, man. He makes my day every day. That guy's real excited about Sunday, and it's great to hear that.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. On the note of the quarterbacks, we got to give McCown a chance. He drove our team down the field. He dove for our team. Everybody wants to give Johnny a chance. Johnny had his chance, but on a better note, Benjamin, man, he's playing like a Brown, and that's exactly what we need everybody to do on the team. He's fighting for a spot every day. He's staying out of trouble, and I mean, he's best in the league right now.
He definitely is. Thank you for the call, Andrew. And as I mentioned, opening this show, Travis Benjamin now being a real threat offensively for the Cleveland Browns as their best playmaker and explosive playmaker should open things up for whoever's at quarterback. If we are going to play ball control, the thing should loosen up for the run game. And if we're going to dink and dunk and then take our shots strategically, those dink and dunk windows that we should be finding should give some opportunities to Andrew Hawkins, Taylor Gabriel, Brian Hartland to not only catch the ball in those windows, but get some of those yak yards, those runs after the catch that we see so many great receivers have in the National Football League. If you watch the New York Giants, look at Odell Beckham. Caught it in space, in stride, made one guy miss and took it to the house. We have guys that can do it. We just need to scheme them into situations similar to the way we did last year. Let's grab Chevy in New Jersey. What's up, Chevy?
I think that Josh McCown should get a shot. Although
All right.
Emotionally, I really love Johnny, and I'm proud of him. But and The problem is, though, with Josh McCown is, you know, lack of playmakers. And that makes me feel that Ray Farmer is squarely on the hot seat right now for that vote and other choices he's made. But I do also miss Miles Austin, and I look for Bibbs and Johnson, Duke Johnson, to step in and make some plays. That's why we need Johnny the X Factor, though, because we do lack playmakers. Thanks a lot, Matt. Great job today.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call, Chevy. And I get the love and affection with Johnny Manziel. Believe me, I do. But when you boil down to it, and I'm just, for all intents and purposes, take away the two plays, the two explosive throws. Personally, I believe that most quarterbacks in the National Football League could have thrown the first touchdown. Travis Benjamin had a step. The ball was actually slightly underthrown, but Travis made a great move. The defender lost the football, and a great throw and catch that became the first touchdown. And as Nathan said on Monday, only about four or five guys in the National Football League, maybe six, that could have made the move that Johnny made and had the moxie and gusto to make that throw with a lot on the line in a semi-close football game in the fourth quarter to Travis Benjamin. So, and that's another question. And Dino, just really quick before we get to some tweets here and get a break to go to Petten is, am I right in saying that the first touchdown with Travis Benjamin having a step, because I was screaming like a schoolgirl watching the game, throw it, because I saw he had one-on-one, the safety was shaded the other way, an NFL quarterback should make that throw. Correct. Nine times out of ten.
I would agree. That is, you know, your standard, to me, a standard deep ball.
So Josh McCown could have thrown that. Yes. Brandon Whedon could have thrown that.
Brian Hoyer, yes.
Brady Quinn, yes. Any of that, you know, Tim Couch could have thrown that touchdown, right?
I think so, yeah.
So that one's a wash, right? That one's a wash. That anybody, former or current Cleveland quarterback, Thad Lewis could have thrown it. Connor Shaw might have short-armed it.
A starting NFL quarterback, you would expect to be able to make
correct.
That throw.
Exactly. The second one is where the intrigue comes with Johnny Manziel, because outside of that first throw, and outside of that last throw, Johnny Manziel didn't, you know, it wasn't wow after wow. But I will give it to him that he, you know, he stood in the pocket and played his role as a quarterback of this football team. And I thought at times got a little safe. But some of that has to do with the play calling as well.
Yeah. There were just a few glimpses here and there, Matt. Like, you know, I was mentioning to Nathan yesterday, and Nathan actually correctly pointed out that Johnny missed a read here. But when Manziel made a little bit of a roll to the right and then threw back to Andrew Hawkins.
Yes.
I thought
found him in the zone.
Found him in.
Yep.
I thought that was a terrific play because he kept the play alive,
which
I love to see. Now, Nathan pointed out he actually missed a read to Barnage there. So it's a good play, but something he can work on. The touchdown to Benjamin, though, in the fourth quarter is the one, it leaves you wanting more, I think, as fans. I think as people in the media, you're like, whoa. Now, that's something we haven't seen from a Browns quarterback. And the thing you always have to remember about it, and it's why I advocated him starting this week, but it's you have to remember, sometimes you're going to get a touchdown in that play. Other times, it might be a disaster. It might turn out to be an interception. If you can live with that, then I think, you know, you're in the camp that says, yeah, let's start Johnny.
Right, and that's the fear factor of the bad that comes with Johnny Manziel based on his experience, based around what we saw to him last year. Dino, let's grab some tweets here before we go to break and then hear Petten coming out of that in the next segment.
Yeah, it is Mailbag Wednesday here on Browns Daily. You can tweet the show at Browns_daily. Use the hashtag AskCBD like David Cole Gray did at GrayCole05. He says, guys, isn't this move just risk versus reward? Johnny remains too risky to trust with the reins.
100%. That's what I've said all along. That's, you know... And this isn't even a I told you so or I was right situation. That, I believe, weighs heavily in the decision-making of Mike Petten. And of course, we'll hear that in his press conference. But, yes, the risk of Johnny going out and doing something special like he did Sunday and winning you a football game, or what we saw last year and utter disaster, and in this case, it's a very winnable football game.
Mike on Twitter at Klebo0822 says, guys, I think this is a good decision by the Browns. Johnny played well, but still, just about 50% completion percentage and 4 fumbles. Don't you think this will give him a chance to learn from the mistakes and go forward and be more prepared next time?
Yes, I do. I really do. And I think that, someone talked about, Johnny's mentality and his emotions associated with this. If Johnny's a competitor, he knows that he's got to continue to stay on the straight and narrow. And based on past history when it comes to Cleveland and the quarterback position, he'll get another shot. He just has to be ready to seize that next shot, because the next one might not be against the Oakland Raiders. It could be against the division, a division rival, or an AFC West, NFC West opponent, which is going to come with a very aggressive defense and a game that most people thought is not winnable. This is a winnable game, and I think it's a lot of the reason why Mike Pettine is going the safer route. We have to have this one, and then you explore your options moving forward.
And finally here in this segment, again, we'll get to a lot of your tweets as we go here. Browns_daily is our Twitter handle. From Andy Mitchell, why do people think Josh McCown gives you the best chance to win with an 18-35 record plus a fumble into the end zone with his only drive as a Brown?
I think a lot of it has to do with not around his past as a starting quarterback, but his experience of playing the quarterback position at the NFL level.
In this offense,
and then everything that they've seen from Josh McCown from OTAs to minicamp and training camp, and the reason why this was not a close quarterback competition to open the football season. They're kind of just hanging their hat on their laurels of what they saw out of them throughout the evaluation period, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there is something to be said for performance in OTAs, minicamp, preseason, training camp, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Dino, thank you very much. We're going to, yes, all show long, we want to hear from you. But coming up after this break, we're going to hear from head coach Mike Pettine at the podium. But all show long, 216-578-0850, or tweet the show at Browns_daily. We'll make sure we take your calls and read your tweets. So stay with us. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura, back in the Dog Bowl on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.